Well, it's good to be back here in the life of the church. I want to thank the congregation for picking up the many tasks while I was gone. And I think it's a good testament of the church to realize it's not about one person, but we are all ministers. And so I want to thank Joy and the church board and elders and everyone for all their good work while I was gone. In fact, I even thought about it a little bit. I came back a couple days early because I thought, well, at 3 months, they might not want me back. But a couple days earlier, maybe you still might want me back. So here I am. But what a way to come back to an annual event of the Fun Fest to see this community and all the comments that I hear from people are so thankful that this church does this for this community. And they're amazed. I heard a couple people say, I'm amazed that this is free. And we give that testimony. So I'm glad that we could be ambassadors of God's hospitality to this community. And we as a church can work together. So today I thought I'd start off with talking about celebrating what all God has done in our midst. That sometimes we miss what God is doing because of some of the noise around us. And so in Proverbs, start with Proverbs 3, verse 5, we hear these words, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight." But right before verse 5 is another little verse that sometimes gets missed. It's this: "You will find favor and good success," or some people translate it, "good name, in the sight of God and man." And that word favor has stuck in me as I've been thinking and meditating over these last several months. God's favor. What is that all about? And I thought back to, I remember the first time that I hear this word favor in my Christian life, and that was the Christmas story, right? We hear about the Christmas story, God's favor, where Mary, greeting from Mary was, "Greetings, O favored one. Mary, do not be afraid. You have found favor with the Lord." And so if Mary has favor, and we wonder what favor is all about, how do we get favor? How do we find it? That's something I want to speak to today. How we can find favor and good success with God and with man. I think back to the legacy and life of Jesus, one of these passages that I think are so impactful, they're packed with so many powerful words in Luke 2:52, where it says, "Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man." And I thought, well, if Jesus is the embodiment of favor, then if you and I are in Jesus, then we have favor. We got favor. Isn't that amazing? We got favor. The thing about favor is it's not what you achieve, it's what you receive. When you receive Jesus, you receive by grace and mercy. You get the fullness of Jesus in your life. You get this favor. You get this because Jesus has favor, and he has given favor to each one of us. And we get it horizontally, and we get it vertically with God and man. So today I want to just look up this word, a definition of favor. See what Webster has to say about it. Well, Webster says this in the dictionary: "It's the result of someone looking kindly upon another person with special regard." I think that's a good definition. But I don't want to lean on Webster's definition of favor. I'd rather lean on the Bible definition of favor. And the Bible definition of favor is a combination of two words. And those two words are goodness and mercy. And it comes from the word charis, where we get charity, grace, mercy, kindness, compassion. And when we hear this word favor, we hear this combination word, goodness and mercy. Now think about that word, goodness and mercy. See, those of us who have the Holy Spirit in us, those words goodness and mercy might make us to have a recall button to think about Psalm 23:6, which says, surely goodness and mercy, that is favor, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. It means that God's interest in you is amazing. He loves you, and he also likes you. And God's goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. And when this happens, when we have God's interest in you and in me, it releases this influence through you to others. Now, the root of influence, to me, it was recalling to something that happened right before I went on sabbatical. The root of influence was the flu, right? Flu has influence. And releasing flu. And this past season was really, really bad, wasn't it? I mean, stats came out about how bad it was and people had the flu. Well, I was in a tough spot where I got a phone call a couple days before Dawn and I were going to leave to go out of town. It was from my parents. And they both had the flu. And they said, we need help. Now, I shouldn't even tell you what we talked about. I might get in trouble with my wife. But she goes, you're going to go down there to see your parents while they have a flu, and we're going to leave a couple days later. And I said, yes, but this is what I'm doing. I went down, and I took gloves. I put gloves on, and I put one of those big masks on, and I walked into my parents' house, and I said, hey, how are you guys doing today? And they looked at me like, what is wrong with you? And I said, well, I don't want your influence. And so I helped them with food and other things, you know, and I kept the mask on, and I kept the gloves on, and I did whatever they wanted me to do for about 25 to 30 minutes, and I decided that was good enough. And I left, and Dawn and I went, and we didn't get the flu. But see, that is influence, isn't it? Influence. It's something contagious, something that releases through you, inclining others to you. This word influence, it's an amazing thing. It draws people to you. I mean, people talk all the time about, oh, so-and-so has a magnetic personality, or that person has the it factor. You've heard that, right? That the it factor, the influence. But some of you say, well, Lynn, I don't have the it factor. I don't have this magnetic personality. You see, in God's economy, through Jesus Christ, he says, yes, you do. You know why? Because you have the Holy Spirit factor. And we have the Holy Spirit in us. We have favor. And so don't sell yourself short. And so we define this word favor. Now we have to declare this word favor. And we have to go back into the Old Testament, back to Isaiah 61, to hear this declaring favor. It says this, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and opening of the prison doors, those who are bound. And then verse 2, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Now, if you put your Jewish or Hebrew hat on, put that on this morning for a moment, if they, when they heard those words, verse 2 especially, when he heard those words, they would automatically go back to the scroll, to Leviticus 25:10, where it says this, you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty to all the land and through all the inhabitants. Captives were set free, the blind shall see, the poor shall receive good news. And so when they heard this word about the Lord's favor, they were thinking of this 50-year jubilee. It happens every 50 years where debts were relieved, things would happen. And as I thought about that, I'm like, well, we don't have this 50-year jubilee because we have Jesus. And for those of you today who are maybe struggling financially and you think you should be walking in blessing and it's not working out for you, some of you who have physical ailments or things going on in your life and you think, well, if I have favor with God, why do these things happen to me? I think we think about that in the year of the favor of the Lord and what that means. When Jesus came and died and rose again for each one of us. You are blessed. You have favor because of Jesus. And then one of my all-time amazing moments in the Bible that I don't think gets enough play, but is when Jesus was younger and he walks into the temple. There's no Bible apps. There's no Bibles around that you could carry. Jesus walks in, and everyone is watching to see him walk in, and he stands in front of the temple, and he reads Isaiah 61, verse 1 and 2, found in Luke 4, 19. He says this, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recover of sight for the blind, to release those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And the Bible tells us he read this in the temple, right? He read it in there, and then he went over and he sat down. Silence. Complete silence. Now here, excuse me for this little illustration, but this is all in my mind this week, okay? This to me is one of those microphone drop moments. You know what I mean by one of those microphones? Where someone says something and then they just drop the microphone and they walk away. I think it was one of those moments where Jesus didn't have a microphone, but one of those drop the microphone moments when he says, these verses are fulfilled in your presence today. He's declaring favor. He's saying, walking in the year of the Lord's favor, this jubilee, you have this because of me. These verses have been fulfilled because I am here. And the good news is that we are overcomers, that we can be forgiven. Our sins can be removed as far as the east or from the west. And Jesus is saying, you, each one of you, are favored. You may feel rejected. You may feel like you have no favor in your life. But because victory was defeated, death was defeated, you can walk in victory. You can be redeemed. You can be overcomers. We can walk in that victory, and you have favor. And there's many demonstrations of favor throughout the Bible. Many times. One of them is Joseph. I mean, it didn't seem like Joseph was favored, right? He went from the pit and out of that through his brothers and all kinds of things. And God's favor was through promotion and helping the people. God's favor. And then Moses, I like this one. Moses wanted God's favor, and what he got was God's presence. You remember when Moses, throughout the Bible, throughout the early times, he was talking, he would say, "These are my people, my people, my people." And then the Bible tells us that at a certain point, we read it, it says, these people became stiff-necked people, right? And you notice what happened then? It changed. Moses would say, "God, these are your people. God, these are your people. God, these are your people. They're not my people. I don't want anything to do with them unless I have your presence." And God gave Moses the presence of the Lord and found favor for Moses. And so we all desire favor. We all want favor. We don't understand what it means in our own lives. We want favor. But I think there's a distinction. There's a little yellow flashing caution light that comes up when we talk about favor. Because sometimes we mix up favor with favors, S. We have the favor of the Lord and then the favors of the Lord. We need to understand the distinction between the two. So let me explain. Favor with an S is like this, like an absentee dad who hasn't been around that much. And he goes and he wants to buy the most amazing present to give to his children. And he goes and he hands this present to the kids. Oh, they like it. They open it up. It's a nice little present. But they look at their dad and they say, "Daddy, daddy, daddy, I don't want your present T, I want your presence C. I just want you. And I thought about that. I thought, could we be like the children of God? Could we be like that? They're seeking our good, good Father. Not the presence with an S, but his presence with a C. Not as someone who can, a cosmic genie or someone up there who's saying, this is the things we need, God. I want this, 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 and this. And if you give this to me, then we're great. But we desire his presence. See. Not God's favor, S, but God's favor. You know, our heritage is defined by the centrality of Jesus Christ. It's not about traditions as much as we want to make it. It's not about other things in life. It's about Jesus. That people would know Jesus. Desire for people to see Jesus. And last night, we had an opportunity to not stay on the sidelines, but to get right in the middle of ministry, of being a light to this community, to be ambassador of hospitality, to maybe ask questions we can answer for them. And I thought back to the early church, back to Acts 2, verse 7. Thought back to that, where it says, they were praising God and in favor with all people. And that verse stuck with me. Praising God and in favor with all people. And that's what we do, don't we? We do as a church all the time. We come in on Sunday morning and we praise God vertically. And then last night and other times we do this in a church. We show favor to all people horizontally. So that's our life, isn't it? Our life is that. Vertical with God and then horizontal. Vertical and then horizontal. Vertical and then horizontal. And whenever we don't do one or the other, things get messed up. But God tells us that we can find favor with God and man. And then the Bible says in Acts 2:47 that he added to the number daily those who are being saved. See, my prayer this morning, my prayer for this church is this. That we would seek the heart of the Father. That he's a good, good Father. That we would invite people to this church. You know, one of the things I thought about these last 3 months, and I'm not going to be ashamed anymore to say it, we need to be inviting people to our church. No more apologies. No more excuses. Because we have favor. And maybe it's time we use some of that favor vertically and then horizontally. Over these last 3 months, I've gone to probably 15, 16 different churches. And my eyes have gotten open. And I've seen different things, some things I like, some things I didn't. But it's really not about liking. But I thought, you know what? I can give you guys the best sermon every week. Some of you think, is that the best you got, Lynn? Well, okay, it's the best I got. I can give it to you every week. And you know, that may work, and that might work for you. But you know the best messenger? It's not me on Sunday morning for 25 minutes. The best messenger for all of us is you. You have an opportunity to show God's favor to those around you. See, the good news this morning is you've got favor. You've got favor. And when you realize that you have favor with God, and that fills up in your heart of the favor you have, see, it busts out. You want to have people to come and be part of this church family. You want them, not whether they come here or Christian Life or Christ Community or wherever they go, but you want to lead people to Jesus. And one of the ways we do that is to live like you have favor. So I want you to stand for a moment. And I want you to just close your eyes. Lee's going to play a song in a minute. We're standing because we're going to acknowledge by standing that Jesus, you gave us favor. We got favor. And you are an amazing, good Father.